Meow.
That was like, it's always work, Josh.
Next question.
Oh, snaps. Nah, I want to hear what's going on. Why are you feeling, why are you so peeved right now? I can feel the energy from what's going on.
It's, dude, we've been getting high package counts and high routes since July. And then since the beginning of this week was that little pre-sale before Black Friday or whatever.
Oh.
This week we've just gotten swamped with packages. Like Thursday, dude, I had almost 400 packages and I didn't get home till 8 o'clock.
Golly, that's crazy.
Yeah.
You start at what?
It's not even Black Friday, which is the crazy thing.
That's actually wild.
It is crazy. Dang. Wait, what time do you start?
We have to be there by 9:45 and then...
Oh, dang. The work's at 8.
My routes start between 9:20 or 10:25 and 11:05. So depending on what time I start to load is very... So like today or Thursday, I started loading at 11:05. So I didn't get to my first stop till like 11:40.
Dang.
Well, most of the time when I finish at around like 5 or 6 o'clock, I'm loading at 10:25. Then I get to my first stop usually at 10:46, 10:50 to 11.
That's wild.
Just depending when they where they put me wave wise is how soon I finish.
So that's what got you peed.
Just pretty lame. Yeah.
Understandable.
Yeah, for sure.
So dumb, bro. So dumb.
Don't you just love Amazon?
Yeah. I do.
Shout out,
packages.
How about Tonu? How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm all right.
Cool.
How about Tupo? How you doing? Yeah.
Thanks, Josh, for asking. Oh my gosh. Oh my Thank God. You.
All right, Sam, how are you doing?
Wow.
That's how I like it. I'm chilling. We're vibing.
Pretty good.
We're having time. I'm excited.
Yeah.
For this. Not virtually, though, because this is kind of hard. But, gentlemen, we're back. How long has it been?
A year and a half.
2 years.
2 years.
5 years.
2 years.
It's almost 2 years, huh?
Mm-hmm.
God. It was 2023.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
2 years.
A lot has happened since then.
Josh got married.
Josh got married.
Yeah.
How's that
I got married?
Married. How's that married life, Josh?
It is good. We're going a little more than a year and a half already.
That's so crazy.
Pretty crazy, dude. Pretty crazy.
Dang. She must want you around because you guys are still together.
It works.
I'm just kidding. So, Tony, how's your love life?
Wow, you really want to just go there?
I thought we were going in circles.
Crazy.
I thought we were going in circles.
That's crazy. No. Josh.
Well, if we're going in circles, then it's Tupo's turn, not Tonu.
Oh.
Unless we're going counterclockwise, or at least for me.
Oh.
He's actually right.
Yeah. Da-da-da. But the thing is, we went da-da-da the other way, you know?
Da-da-da-da-da.
You know?
Yeah.
Anyways, Josh, being married for a year and a half, what have you learned?
I learned to be more selfless.
That's a good quality.
That's a great quality.
I'm kidding. So the opposite of Tonu. No, I'm just kidding.
Tonu took two strays already.
I don't remember you cooking for us. I cook for everybody, but you never cook for us.
I was joking, bro. I was joking.
Oh, my gosh. We about to have an intervention? What's going on?
Hey, that's what happens when it's virtually.
We have group therapy? Where's the therapist at?
So how does that make you feel?
Oh, my therapist said I'm not as supposed to talk about my feelings with you guys. So
how does that make you feel?
With the notebook? The note.
You look more like a librarian.
All
right. You know how Speed like jumps into his like desk and stuff sometimes?
You want me to jump into this desk?
He didn't say that.
Let him finish. Let him finish.
One of my intrusive thoughts is to just do that. But watching Tubo do it. Well,
have him do it backwards behind you.
Oh, do it to the table. Dude, I'd give you a lot of money if you could break that table.
I'll give you a dollar.
Shut the fuck up. Only one. That's all I have.
You would be a dollar richer.
You would. I need that dollar.
I just give you a high five because
you can give high fives.
Yeah. Yeah, I would just give a high five.
He could give a mean high five, bro.
Anyways, what do you guys want to talk about? Oh, we could talk about the missing Halloween episode.
Did he just get you?
Missing Halloween episode.
Wait.
Yeah, I did.
We have a missing Halloween episode?
You talking about the one without the video?
Apparently. Sorry, that's what came to mind when I asked Emily, what should we talk about?
Yeah. That's one of the saddest things that ever happened on this podcast.
Ooh. Wait, what?
Just the last Halloween. Was it the last one?
Yeah.
The Halloween special we did.
In 2023.
Something happened to the video, so there's just the audio.
It's just straight up audio. We like hyped it up and everything a little bit.
Yeah, we filmed a trailer for it.
Yeah.
Wasn't it the pumpkin carving, was it?
It was.
It was?
Yeah.
Really? I thought... Oh, I'm looking. I thought I saw that one.
Yeah, if you did, let me know. I've been looking for it.
when you post it on YouTube, I don't know how you found it.
You did at one point, but
it's then
it's
hecka raining over there.
It's hecka raining here.
Yeah, that's true. Nah, dude. So, okay, question. Story time. Let me share something.
Question.
So, today, I decided to be nice. I went to go I went to go drop off my nephew back at his house, and I was like, oh, they look like they're hungry. My brother of 7 kids, he's not home, he's working, and his wife's working too. So it's just the 7 kids at the house, right? Uh-huh. And I'm like, all right, I'm going to order them some pizza, right? I order some pizza for them.
Where?
From Little Caesars. Just something, okay. You know, it's nothing too serious.
More affordable.
It's, well, duh, it's 7 kids.
Yeah.
Anyways,
yeah, yeah.
I order on the app, right?
Say it again.
Go ahead, keep going.
Continue.
You guys done?
Maybe. Okay. Okay.
So I
okay, sorry, that was my last one.
Alright,
next. Okay, so you got him Little Caesar pizza. And what kind of pizza?
Little Caesar.
Oh, don't tell me you got your feelings hurt. Oh, Tupo has feelings.
Now,
for all right, Sam, how are you doing?
So I did get Little Caesars today. Come on, man, it's a podcast. You're burning time. Wow, what a talent! I can't tell. I don't know what to do. While he does this, I was thinking about getting Little Caesars today.
Fun fact, I have food stamps.
What?
Oh, shit.
That's crazy. That's crazy. That.
So I ordered this food, and they're not going to lie. I asked my niece, hey, what's the address to your house? She sends me the address. I'm like, sweet. I put it in the thing. I send it, you know? Anyways, it said it'll be here like 45 minutes.
You had it delivered?
Yeah.
Okay.
It'll be there 45 minutes. Cool. I pull up here, and I'm like, all right. And then it says, hey, we went to the house, and they said they didn't order the food. I look at the address. I'm like, hey, and I text my niece. I'm like, hey, is this the food or is this the right address? She's like, it is. I send it to so many people and they come to the right house. And I'm like, all right. I send them, I'm like, this is the address. And then they go back to it. They're like, they said they don't have the, like, they said they didn't order it. And I'm like, are you sure it's this address? And then I sent the address she sent me, right? Stay on track with me, right? You guys with me?
I'm with you.
All right. So I text them back and I'm like, are you sure it's this address? They're like, yes, that's the address they sent me. And they said they didn't order food. I relook at the address because I pinpoint the exact house. She sent me the wrong house. It got sent down three houses down. So I text the dude back.
Hey, free pizza.
I text the dude back. I'm like, hey, this is the right address. Did you get this? And it says, your pizza has been delivered. I call my niece and I'm like, hey, yo, did you get the pizza? They said no. And I'm like,
oh, brother.
So then what happened? Someone got free pizza, and hey. I was like, hey, go to your neighbors and tell them, go give them, take the pizza out of their mouth and take it back to your house.
Well, was it like a drop off, like handed off, or was it something they left on the porch?
It was supposed to be handed to them.
Okay, so they definitely took it then.
Almost definitely. So, yeah, I'm down as much money as two pizzas can buy.
It's Little Caesar, probably like $20.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah. Cool.
So yeah, and I tell you, I was like, stop sending people that address.
So, yeah. This would have been perfect. Not perfect, but it would have been better if this was a few weeks ago when they were doing that little deal.
Right.
Where you could get like a
two boxes for like $10.
Yeah. That would have been,
that's pretty good deal.
I abused that deal.
But not gonna lie, it pissed me off just a little bit because I tried to do something real nice and just,
that's crazy. I'm sorry.
Nah, anyways, food stamps. What happened?
Yeah, okay. So, Tony, you got food stamps. How long? What happened?
Wait, what?
That's
go
crazy.
Ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead. You have a family to support?
Wait, what?
You have a family to support?
Huh? You have food stamps?
You have a family to support or what?
Yo, he's a father.
No. You see a little kid pop out. Dad!
You don't have to have a family. What? No. You just have to be struggling.
Wait, so you're telling me all these kids from college can have food stamps?
If they're struggling.
If they're struggling.
But I applied for it, and they ask you for like your employment and stuff, and I'm like, bro, I don't got a job.
Employment, you're like,
what is that?
Unemployed.
What's that?
Yeah, what does that mean?
Like, what's
that? Like, is that that's not my middle name?
Is that something you can give? Anyways, I applied for it, and then it was like, yeah, all right, you got qualified for it. I'm like, all right, sweet.
Hey. That's pretty good.
Food from the government, you know?
Yeah, food from the government.
Is it worth it? Are you eating good?
He's buying food for the house.
No.
Oh, he doesn't have money to
buy. How's it work? Are you like limited to a certain amount every month?
Yeah, they give you a certain amount, but if you only apply for yourself, you can only feed yourself. You can't
like spend.
Even if you have people in your household, you can't really, unless you count them in your application with their social security numbers and everything.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Dang, the struggle's real.
So real.
Yeah. Yeah.
Stop getting distracted by the game, man.
It's a blessing, you know.
Is it
your sister?
I'm just surprised I got it before the government shut down, you know?
It shut down?
Yeah, zombies, bro.
Yeah, dude.
Marvel zombies.
Hey.
That was a good show.
It was really good.
It was pretty good. It was... Wait, what'd you say?
You finally watched it.
Oh.
Oh, you finally watched it. I haven't watched it. I was like, thanks, Tony.
No, I finally watched it. It was pretty good.
It's good, huh?
It is good.
Hey, I do like Blade Knight or whatever, Moonblade or whatever they call him.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Moonblade. Yeah, that was solid.
Blade Knight.
It was cool.
Pretty cool. I like that character.
But no, I did see the references, like you mentioned the references from The Walking Dead.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think it was episode 2 where it's like heavily. Yeah.
Okay.
It got heavy.
It was heavily influenced, heavily.
Yeah.
Directed, heavily weighted.
Heavily something.
Heavyweight?
What was episode 2 again? It's been a minute.
Yeah, what was episode 2?
It's the Shang-Chi.
Oh, and, yeah.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. That's right.
Yeah, that was 2.
Oh. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The first one is like when they introduced the three people, yeah?
First one's Kate Bishop and them.
And Kate... Ironheart and
Psych. Not Siri.
Kamala.
Kamala. Yeah, Kamala.
Kamala.
Yeah, so it was
Kamala, Ironheart, and who? Kate Bishop. Oh yeah, Kate dies. Yeah. Spoilers.
They all die.
Basically. Did you guys expect
the way Blade died was crazy. Like when Thor appeared.
Oh,
and then Blade went for like that lunge strike that he just got obliterated by his lightning.
Yeah.
That blew my mind.
That one was wild. Like,
the fact that they weren't afraid of killing anyone.
Yeah.
I appreciated a lot.
Yeah, no one had plot armor except for, well, not even that. If you could still feel like, it still felt like Kamala would bite the dust, but. Yeah, it was. That's nice. Unlike how The Walking Dead got towards the end and is now, where everyone has plot armor. They ain't ever gonna die.
Guys, come on.
They ain't ever
let
gonna
Maggie
die.
Let Maggie die, please. on the topic with that ending.
Oh, I was about to ask the same.
Do you think Kamala is forever trapped in this fake reality, then like that's her ending, or do you think there's gonna be a season 2 where Riri like helps get her out or whatever, and then they
I thought Riri dies.
Go after Wanda.
Well, I never showed that Riri
Yeah.
So. No, she's a zombie when they're like your friends.
No.
Yeah, but Wanda can make
she told her the iron suit to take Kamala away. And then the Iron Man suit flew back. We never really saw Riri die. We just assumed that she died.
It was an assumed death.
But then when Kamala was talking with Riri and
Wanda can make a zombie look like Riri because she has that ability. Like she made her look human, you know?
That is true, but why would she do that in an alt real in the real world? I think if she promised Kamala her like dream world, you know,
because she's Scarlet Witch, like, she can do whatever the frick she wants.
No, I know, but that's not what I'm saying. Never mind.
No, I'm talking about when Tupo said that she showed Kamala the friends as zombies when she's like, you can have your friends, or like she had the friends go attack her. Like she had everyone that was alive, she had like specific zombies go after him.
Oh, yeah.
Riri was one of them. But I was saying Wanda probably made a zombie look like that. It was Riri as a zombie.
Okay, that's what you meant. I was lost. Yeah. Okay.
What was the thing that you wanted to bring up that you were so... Like before we started filming, you were like, I want to.
That's what I did. I already said it.
Oh, really? It was the pizza thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
It definitely was.
I didn't know if that
was really, I'm not going to lie. That really, like.
Pissed you off.
Yeah, it did. It definitely did. Because, like, some people got some free pizza, which I didn't want them to have free pizza.
Hey, it's charity.
I don't give a damn.
Well. All right.
It makes sense why he said he spent, like, $315.
Hey, maybe that family was starving and you were an answer
They
to
live
the
in
prayers.
Harriman. No, they don't.
You never know, man.
Harriman's different now.
You never know.
Harriman's built different.
I was going to roast somebody, but I'm not. I'm choosing not to.
Choose kindness.
Yeah, I'm choosing kindness.
Hey, what's the score, Tupo?
14-17. Arizona's up.
Tough.
Oh, my gosh. Oh. Do you guys feel rusty at all?
Yes.
A bit.
All right, Sam. What? Why did it take us so long to bring the podcast back? Let's start with that.
I guess this is worthy of addressing. Why did it take us so long? Well, when we...
Everyone keeps asking where we've been, so...
Actually, that's... A lot of people have been like, when's the podcast coming back? Like, people that actually knew the podcast. Like, your family was always asking that, right? Mm-hmm. So,
Sam's on your right, by the way.
But, yeah, why did it take us so long? Well, we have done quite a few things, and our lives got pretty busy. And season two, I think it's important to address, season two of Room 101 was not what we intended it to be. Or, that's not true. How do I word this? It's not what we wanted it to be. We made it into something that it was never meant to be. So... Collectively, we took time to just focus on other things and rebrand. As you can see, as soon as this thing is edited, you will see it is rebranded. I don't know. Was that added? Did that make sense? Did that even answer the question? What do you guys think? Chime in. Why did it take us so long to come back?
Go ahead, Josh.
I'm the one that asked the question.
It's true. He did ask the question.
And?
Go ahead, Tupo.
Hey, man, forget the pizza.
Nah.
Let it go.
Nah. Too recent. Too soon.
Damn.
It was like last year, and he's just now telling us this story.
Yeah. It was like an hour ago when we were supposed to start the podcast. This guy.
I would say for me, since Tupo asked so nicely... I was getting married. I was moving. I moved again into a new place. And then we just wanted to focus more on music. And then we had great opportunities to perform this year in the summer. And I think just because we weren't together as often or frequently because our lives also just got busy and we were trying to figure out the groove and stuff that just postponed the return of the podcast. I also feel like connecting to what Sam said, because of how season two went and ended, we were also just trying to like figure out what we wanted to do, how we wanted to continue the podcast. Like I for one got burnt out and wanted to solely focus on the music. But then I think it was like beginning of this year. I don't remember, but I was like, we should bring the podcast back, but just focus on us and have music thing be its own thing, be separate and just have fun with the podcast the way we did when we first started it.
Yeah, we're here. Yeah. We're here to have fun. I think that's what we were missing in season two, and that's what we're bringing now. For whoever's watching this, you already can see the rebrand. You can see the difference. You can see, hopefully, we're rusty. I think we're super rusty. I mean, podcasting does take, it is kind of a skill, I think, to,
you know.
But this is what I like, what I'm going to keep calling this Room 101 is going to be our sand pit. This is our sand pit that we could play in and do whatever we want. And it's just going to be whatever. We're just going to be ourselves. That's the whole point of this thing. It's separate from everything else. It's its own thing.
Yes.
There's just something that kept rattling. I couldn't find it.
Huh?
All right.
Okay.
Hey, have y'all seen the new movie called Freaky Friday? The newer one? The Freakier Friday?
Freakier Friday?
Yeah, Freakier Friday. But no, have you seen the old one?
No.
The old one?
Yes. Of course. That's a classic.
All right. So they made a new one called Freakier Friday.
Is it good?
I have not seen it. I haven't. I have not seen it. The reason why I brought it, I was going to ask y'all if y'all have seen it, but I guess y'all haven't seen it. No one has seen it, right?
Oh, wait till it's on Disney Plus.
I've seen the trailer.
It's a Disney movie?
Yeah, it's a Disney.
Yes, dude.
I didn't know. Anyways, nah.
Well, now you know.
Hey, my question is, from the people that you know, who would you least want to Freaky Friday with? If that makes sense. Does that make sense?
But it sounds weird.
Like switch bodies with for like whatever, like until you figure out why you switch bodies or whatever. Like, from the people that you know, who is the least likely person that you would want to do it? And who is the most likely person that it would actually happen, you would actually happen with?
And it's just where you switch minds, right? Like, you're...
Sure.
Switch bodies with.
Yeah.
Okay.
Who is, like, your least likely, like, you would not ever want to do it? But, like, it has to be people you know. And, like, who's most likely you feel like you would? Like, it would just happen, and then you'd be like, dang. Does that make sense? Does that question make sense? No,
you're talking about
you had me in the first half, and then you completely lost.
Then
me.
Let's just answer the first half. Then.
The first half is who's someone you don't ever
want. Like you don't
ever,
want,
like you would never want to switch bodies with people that you know.
And people that you know.
And then the second part, I'll ask after you answer the first one.
Okay.
We can start with Tonu since he hasn't talked in a while. Go ahead, Tonu.
I'm just kidding. Carter.
Yo! Whoa.
He's not going to find out till he watches this.
Are you serious? Wait. Okay, do we have to explain why?
It's your question.
Would y'all want to explain why or not? Okay, then don't. Okay.
Yeah, I feel like we're getting real.
I can explain.
We're about to call out some details. We're about to happen.
Yeah, actually, okay. But I don't want to.
No. Okay, we won't explain. Okay.
My answer will be Tonu. I won't. You can use your imagination.
No, I know.
It's understandable, though.
Hey, yeah. You have to explain. That's why Josh didn't want to explain. Anyways. Sam?
Saying names is so crazy. I know. I'm thinking of one
Wait,
person.
Wait, who? Can I change my answer?
No.
If it's my answer, then I'll be sad.
Wait. You go.
There's someone we knew who wears some interesting clothing and she skis. Oh. No, not her.
Well, obviously. Yeah, okay.
I would not want to. No, I'm good.
Yo, you'd be dead already.
Yo.
You'd make her life so much easier.
Yo. How would... Okay. How would... Say that you switch that. You switch lives with that person. How would you convince somebody that you're you, if that makes sense?
That's easy. I'd come to one of you guys.
With his answer, you'd be, it's like flipping a switch. You would tell. Yeah.
I would just make chicken casserole.
I'm like, what the hell?
Chicken casserole. Chicken casserole.
What were you saying, Tony?
What question? Hey, yeah. John. Oh, sorry, my bad, Tony. Go ahead.
I would just make my chicken casserole.
That's
not. Nah, you actually might throw up before that. Actually, you might throw up while you're making it.
That's actually a good one though with your person.
Hey, but Josh, wait. You said you wanted to switch. Yeah. Who would you switch?
It was someone we knew.
Okay, passed.
Wanted us to remix a song from Cocomelon.
Oh, did he also want us to make a song about bananas or something? Is that the same
thing? Yes, person? And fruits, yeah.
Yeah.
Wait,
that's creepy.
What?
What?
Ding, ding, ding. Right answer.
Onomatopoeia?
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 No. That's somebody else.
Oh, no.
That fact that I knew what you were saying is crazy. That's some
chemistry. Well, we have to. We can't really just blur out names. Well,
he had an argument with his would-have-been wife about chicken
pox. Oh, shoot.
Yes, that was a good thing. Yeah. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Tony, you know what we're talking about, right?
No, this was before me.
Doinker.
Oh, yeah. You can say Doinker. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Doinker. Yeah,
Doinker.
Okay.
Remember Doinker? Do you understand where... Okay. Yes. You understand the word that's coming? Hey, that's a good one. That's a good one. Okay, but how would you convince...
When you said the name, remember Sam's face.
That face? What?
That's so crazy.
So, Tonu will do that. Josh, how would you convince us that it's you? I can hear.
No, but he's in his body, so
he can't.
It's not the same.
I can say words I can say now that it wouldn't be allowed to say.
It. Is it it? Oh goodness.
That's actually crazy.
So messed up.
Dude.
What would I do I could.
Like, I'm not gonna lie. I wake up and then you probably, obviously, like, and I come back home. Would you still be? I don't know. Cause, like, she'll be in your body. What would she do?
If you were to wake up and she wakes up in Sam's body,
she probably would scream.
She would immediately scream.
She probably would scream.
No, you know what she'd freak out about? The fact that I have more hair than her. Yeah. She'd be like, "What is this?
Yo." She's like, "What is this?"
If I was her, the way people would tell is I'd probably just be hydrated or something.
Yeah, I was gonna say, dude.
No.
Easy answer.
You're just gonna see a Facebook post saying, "Hey guys."
Dude, we're getting so specific. It's crazy.
Anyways,
you just do a Facebook post with only one word instead of like 5 pages.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Yeah, that's
be like he posts yo.
Yes, like, new me, who dis?
Oh my gosh!
Imagine being in that body, you're like,
what was yours?
So frail. Sorry,
the answer.
I didn't answer. Actually, I didn't,
dude.
I was going back and forth.
Some things never change.
Shut up. Anyways,
say your answer.
Sorry. My first point. I had an answer. I did.
Do, 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 do.
It's a guy we knew.
Okay. A guy.
Actually, I wouldn't mind, but I'm not going to lie. It's. He said through his nose.
What? wait, what?
Dumb.
Yep.
Come on.
Oh, yeah. I didn't understand what you guys were talking about. Oh my gosh.
Remember when we were telling how to sing with our diaphragm and not our nose? So we each like sang a note, plucking our nose, and then you pinched his nose. And
hold on.
He was so nasally.
I forgot about that.
I just thought of something. If you think about it, Tupo won't be able to prove that he's Tupo because he lies a lot.
Oh, you're right.
You're trapped, bro.
My God.
You're trapped.
In your defense, it's different lies. Well, it's not that much different, but you would never lie about. It's getting real specific. I gotta be careful.
Yeah, it's too specific.
Wait, I'm not gonna lie. If he watched,
you wouldn't lie about being rich.
He's definitely gonna know who he's talking about. Him.
You wouldn't lie about being insanely wealthy.
I'm gonna be like, I look at his bank account. I'm like, this guy broke.
I can't get McDonald's. Oh. You call up his brother. Hey, can you pick me up and take me to work?
All right.
Oh, you'd have to convince your brother that you're not him.
Yeah.
I'll just speak in a British accent.
That's crazy.
That's crazy. Oh man, you're taking it way back, bro.
All right, part two.
I just remember meeting him the first day. Totally fine dude. And then the next day I hear him talking. He has an accent now. I was like, oh, am I tripping? Yeah. Like, I swear he didn't have this accent when we talked.
That was crazy. That was a crazy time.
Yeah. Part two of the question. So you said that's the person you would like least likely to switch bodies with. But who's like the most likely person that you would switch bodies with? People that you know. Like, honestly, I would say Josh. Okay, I would answer for y'all, honestly. For what? Josh, it would be your wife. Like, you just switch. Just bodies. Because obviously you see each other every day.
I don't agree.
Why not? Nothing really
would have changed. Yeah.
How would you convince the world that you're not? How would you convince him? How would you? Go ahead, Josh. How would you?
I think I would just play along.
He just goes over. He's like,
yeah. If you just say the N-word, that's what it would be.
It'll be exactly that.
Yeah. Yeah, or I speak fluent Spanish.
That's true, too. Like, why did you say an answer for him?
I think for Tupo, his answer would be Carter. He wants to be taller. Mm. He wants to be a baller. He wants enough skin.
I wish I was a little bit taller.
I wish I was a baller, yeah.
I would say it would be Sam.
That you'd switch with?
Mm-hmm.
You'd be me.
Yeah.
Why?
It was just like, it would just make sense.
How does that make sense? How does it make sense?
It doesn't, but it just makes sense. Pratonu?
Tread lightly.
Stop it.
No. Go wherever.
For Tonu, it'd be any one of us that doesn't have joint pains, so he can be pain-free for a day.
Thank you.
I got you, brother.
I like how...
have knee pain. He has hip joints. I'm fat.
Whoa.
Okay.
There's more people
you know. You're ghosts now,
there's
bro.
There's more people he knows.
God is in the room.
He's like, I saw a pillar of light. He's over there. I saw a pillar of light.
His screen just freezes because he's having a vision right now.
Dude, totally looks. You're white, dude. You know what it's like.
See, Sam. Him and Sam.
It's happening. Switch is happening. Oh, did someone turn off the lights in the room?
Yeah.
Tonu looks like
it's not my place.
Tonu's color grade on his screen now looks like he belongs in a horror movie where they film something in a basement and send it and they play it on the news. That's what he looks like.
That's crazy.
Now you look like you're in the freaking paranormal movies.
Paranormal Activity. Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding.
He's like, Chester?
You just see him get yanked out of the thing? He just gets yanked out of the camera?
What's Sam's answer?
What is your answer, Sam?
You were giving answers for everybody. Why are you making me pick? You're picking yeah, ones for no. us.
I said you, me and you.
Oh, we just switch?
Yeah, yeah but the...
Oh, that was anticlimactic.
I know.
Who made it? Okay, never mind. Never mind.
You did.
No, I didn't. You did.
You started this.
I just asked the question.
And you answered the question.
Oh, real? Wow. Look, where are we gone? We've gone so far. Anyways. Yeah, go. Boys. Love being back.
I don't know.
We're back, baby.
Look the same before all the readjustments.
What's your favorite race?
The people from Nicaragua.
Mm. I was talking about from Mario Kart, you freaking racist mother...
What?
What? Yeah.
You rainbow, don't even know Mario rainbow, Kart.
The rainbow one.
My favorite race. I can't answer that. I'm probably the one person in this group that shouldn't answer that.
Why? You don't like playing Mario Kart?
Good answer.
You don't like playing Mario Kart?
He doesn't want to start a race riot.
Yeah. Oh.
In Mario Kart, obviously.
Obviously. You know. The Japanese invented it.
Hey, do you still play Mario Kart?
Yeah, Josh? I play with Michelle.
Sorry. Anyways. That statement out of context. Anyways. My bad.
What's are you like? Are you trying to figure something out? Are you reaching for something?
Do you need a
friend right now?
No, I really, I'm not gonna lie. I was wondering if you could name some of the races because all I can remember is Rainbow Road.
Mario Circuit.
Where's that?
Which is in like every game.
Is it Rainbow Road in every game?
Yeah.
All right.
And so is Mario Circuit. That's what I'm getting to. That's the point I'm getting to. There's always at least one Mario Circuit in each Mario Kart game.
Yeah.
Not my specialty.
I can't do an accent.
Mario Brothers. Is their last name Mario?
Yeah. Mario and Luigi Mario.
Understood.
Is that actually true?
It's the Mario Brothers, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you. See?
That's why it says the Super Mario Bros. They never say Super Mario and Luigi.
And when they say Smash Bros., is all their last name Smash?
What?
I'm straight.
It's Super Smash.
He looks pissed. Anyways.
Well, gentlemen, one last segment here, and then we're going to come to a close. What has been your favorite moment from past episodes that we've done? I think we have like 43 episodes to our...
Moment?
Your favorite moment from past episodes. Just one. Just think of one. Don't get distracted by the game. Think of your moment. When Tony smiles, the screen gets so much
wider. It gets
wider.
So much brighter. Mr. Clean coming to existence.
Sorry.
You just look so...
Don't ever lower your voice smile. Like that. Shut up. He said, sorry.
He said, sorry.
Sorry.
My bad.
That's like Eeyore.
Sorry, guys.
Sorry.
All head over there.
You better take that bass out your voice. Go ahead.
You wish you had bass.
Why?
Because
you
don't
have it?
Oh! Anyways.
My favorite moment was our Christmas specials where we sit down and relax and have the
he's only had one
the drinks
He's had a. He was in the entirety of season two. What do you mean he only had one?
You said Christmas.
One of.
Well, yeah, but we did the same thing for both of them.
Yeah, that's why I said the Christmas specials, because you guys, there's two of them. But that's why I say it's my favorite, because we sit back on the couch, relax. We just chat about our favorite holiday and drink.
What are we drinking?
Those drinks. What's the drink called? It starts with an M.
Sparkling
Martinelli's.
It's called
Martinelli's.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Martinelli's.
That's a good one. Those are fun.
Yeah, I liked when we had Ethan and David on.
Oh, that one was a good one.
We later found out that David was actually colorblind.
Dude, he's like, and we love our red solo cups.
He thought our blue cups were red. Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, that color, that
was crazy. Hilarious. That, because when he kept talking about colorblindness, I thought he was joking, but that was for sure the moment where I'm like, okay, he's actually colorblind.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Because they're in fact blue, not red.
Yeah. I forgot about that specific part of that episode. That was funny.
And then they were like, the placebo effect, pinches are not real. I'm like, what?
Yeah, that was crazy.
Tonu's lighting change, or he was adjusting his lighting, and then all of a sudden he hit the smolder. What?
Tonu's really feeling himself right now. You can tell.
Yeah, he is. He looks good. You look good, brother.
Tonu's really
look
feeling
real good.
Right. You look good.
Looking really good, man. All
right.
Everything's getting a little blurry.
Am I blurry?
Your background.
We're all a little bit blurry.
It's supposed to be blurry.
Okay, I like that one.
To the
The colorblindness, the Christmas episode. What's yours?
The Thanksgiving episode.
Which
our
one?
First one.
Yeah, I was gonna say that one.
The one we filmed at APA.
I was, part
tight.
Of that one.
That one was tight.
You were in the, yeah, you helped film that one. That one was funny. I'll never forget the stuffing and how bad that was.
Dude, instead of turkey, we had the roasted chicken.
When you were recording those B-roll shots, trying to show off the stuffing, and it's just like all dry. Crumbly.
Yeah, it was just like, it was crumbs. It wasn't even stuffing. That was so funny.
I was so nervous filming those because my hands shake.
You just had to push the button.
Yeah, but I was holding the camera and moving.
Oh, yeah, the B-roll. Yeah. I forgot about that.
Dude, that trailer I'll sometimes just watch because I think it's so funny. The trailer is so
it's
funny.
It's one of my favorite trailers.
Yeah.
That one and the season two trailer are my favorite ones.
Well, me running?
That one is a good one. Yeah, that one's a good one.
Yeah, that was a good
Antonio
trailer.
Tony in the back and every shot.
For real.
It's so good.
In the freaking clip, or like the what's it called? The thumbnail on the YouTube. It looks like a rap video. You're like,
yeah,
yeah, for real. It's like, oh shoot, they dropped like, the music
and
video.
It says,
didn't play. I'm in the bathroom.
Yeah, that's what it looks like.
It starts off with me in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Like, what is this?
What is going on?
You're like, where's the music? One of these days we'll have to shoot a music video like that, though. I think that'll be fun.
Anyways. Out of the bathroom? What?
He's like, all my life I always felt like a mess.
While he's sitting on the toilet, bro.
Using the bidet. All my life there was a
all my life I always felt like a mess.
Oh my god.
You know, one of my favorite moments was the iconic one is Tupo screaming in that one when he was talking about
the one when we lost
arm,
footage.
Your arm cut off or something.
When the thing got deleted.
There's the animal one, but then there's the one where he's talking about getting your hand cut off or arm
it's
cut
the
off.
Animal.
Yeah, it's the animal one. The thing is that we lost the audio for all of it after that. And then we had to re-record it.
That was the day we recorded two episodes, pretty much.
We did. And then, not gonna lie, the second time we ran through it was way better than the first one.
Yeah, that was that.
Yeah.
See, God's real.
As a whole, yes. The first recording had better, like, some really good moments I wish we had the actual audio for. But yeah. I think the second take was definitely a good one.
Yeah. Well,
we had a few of those, didn't we?
Ones that didn't record?
Yeah.
Yeah, we definitely have had our share of technical issues. This one might be a technical issue. We'll find out when we are done.
We will see.
We'll see.
But
yeah, surprisingly, your camera didn't freeze this time.
Like, at all.
Yeah, freaking Josh's internet locked in.
It's because I was using the Discord app on the laptop. Like you know how you can make an app off of the website? I was doing that, and that's why it was super laggy. So then I decided just to do Discord off of Google.
Oh.
Mm. Noted. That worked a lot better.
Noted.
That actually makes a lot of sense. Well, gentlemen.
Season three?
Season three. Whatever.
If you want to call it
that. We want to call it that, but it's just, this is just.
Episode 200 or whatever.
We're just room 101. I think this would be episode, I think we have 43 out, so this would be like 44.
Before,
I think.
Tell this episode COVID version. No, I'm just kidding.
Bringing it back to COVID.
Virtual. What should we title this?
We'll figure it out.
Virtual. Like, figuring it out. Virtual.
We're back. No, but we
say peekaboo.
We are excited to bring this thing back. I'm excited. Shake off the rust. This is what this episode really is, shaking off the rust.
You got to get some WD-40.
Ooh, we got to get back into the groove.
Yeah.
Anyways, gentlemen, should we wrap it up? Or?
Are we going to wrap it up like we always do?
Wrap it up this time.
How do we wrap it up?
A special Segma for us, Tupo? Oh.
Segma what?
Not today.
Not today.
We'll do it next
Sounds
time.
Good.
Yeah. Not today. We had a lot of technical issues and difficulties, and I feel like we're good for today.
Yeah, I think we should just.
Tony's been on for like 4 hours.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. Tony, when I logged on Discord, Tony was already in here. Like, this dude has been on here by himself.
If you see the timer on the room,
let me see the timer.
The timer? Jesus,
4 hours.
Your timer says 4 hours.
Where do you see the timer? Oh, yeah, it says 4 hours and 44 minutes.
Yep, that's when
he's been on it for almost 5 hours.
That's actually crazy.
I just wanted to make sure everything runs smoothly.
This dude left on 2 hours earlier.
He was just checking himself out.
He's over there like,
no.
He's changing the lighting.
He's over there.
Funny jokers.
I'm glad we're back.
Oh my gosh.
All right. Well, thanks for watching.
Yeah. What do we always say in the end?
Welcome, everybody. Thank you so much for watching.
It's freaking late.
It's not even that late. It's only 9:21.
I'm tired, okay?
Anyways, new?
Go ahead, Josh. What do we say? Actually, not what do we say. What's up?
Hey, everyone. Welcome back to Room 101.
No, it was like... peace and
keep anyways, that peace of mind and what's keep up? On.
Yeah.
There's a ghost behind you, Tonu. Look out.
Nah, that was Esther.